perched on the door and regarded the glowing clock with considerable suspicion.
"Looks dangerous to me," it said.
"Squeak," said the Death of Rats, advancing on the clock.
"No, don't you go trying to be a hero," said Quoth.
The rat walked up to the base of the clock, stared up at it with a "the bigger they are, the harder they fall" expression, and then whacked it with its scythe. Or at least tried to. There was a flash as the blade made contact. For a moment, the Death of Rats was a ring-shaped black-and-white blur around the clock, and then it vanished.
"Told ya," said the raven, preening its feathers. "I bet you feel like Mr. Silly now, right?" "Then I thought, what's a job that really needs someone with my talents?" said Ronnie. "To me, time is just another direction. And then I thought, everyone wants fresh milk, yes? And everyone wants it delivered early in the morning."
"Got to be better than the window cleaning," said Lute saying.
"I only went into that after they invented windows," said Ronnie. "It was the job in gardening before that. More rancid yak butter in that."
"Please," said Lutse, holding out his cup.
Lutse was 800 years old, and that was why he was having a rest. A hero would have leapt up and rushed out into the silent city, and then... And there you had it. Then a hero would have had to wonder what to do next. 800 years had taught Lutse that what happens stays happened. It might stay happened in a different set of dimensions, if you wanted to get technical, but you couldn't make it unhappen. The clock had struck, and time had stopped. Later, a solution would present itself. In the meantime, a cup of tea and conversation with his serendipitous rescuer might speed that time. After all, Ronnie was not your average milkman. Lutse had long considered that everything happens for a reason, except possibly football.
"It's the real stuff you got there, Ronnie," he said, taking a sip. "The butter we're getting these days, you wouldn't grease a cart with it."
"It's the breed," said Ronnie. "I'll go and get this from the Highland herd 600 years ago."
"Cheers," said Lutse, raising his cup. "Funny, though, I mean, if you said to people there were originally 5 horsemen of the apocalypse, and then one of them left and is a milkman, well, they'd be a bit surprised. They'd wonder about why you,
For a moment, Ronnie's eyes blazed silver.
"Creative differences," he growled. "The old ego thing, some people might say. No, I don't like to talk about it. I wish them all the luck in the world, of course."
"Of course," said Lutse, keeping his expression opaque.
"And I've watched their careers with great interest, I'm sure."
"Do you know, I even got written out of the official history," said Ronnie.
He held up a hand and a book appeared in it. It looked brand new.
"This was before," he said sourly. "Book of Om, Prophecies of Tobran. Ever meet him? Tall man, beard, tendency to giggle at nothing."
"Before my time, Ronnie."
Ronnie handed the book over. "First edition. Try chapter 2, verse 7, he said. And Lutse read,
"And the angel, clothed all in white, opened the iron book, and a fifth rider appeared in a chariot of burning ice, and there was a snapping of laws and a breaking of bonds, and the multitude cried, 'Oh God, we're in trouble now.'"
"That was me," said Ronnie proudly.
Lutse's eyes strayed to verse 8.
"And I saw sort of like rabbits in many colours, but basically a plaid pattern, kind of spinning around, and there was a sound as of like big syrupy things."
That verse got cut out for the next edition," said Ronnie.
"Very open to visions of all sorts, old Tobran. The fathers of Omnianism could pick and mix what they wanted. Of course, in those days, everything was new. Death was death, of course, but the rest were really just localised crop failure, scuffles and spots."
"And you?"
Lutse ventured.
The public wasn't interested in me anymore," said Ronnie. "Or so I was told. Back in those days, we were only playing to very small crowds. One plague of locusts, some tribe's water all drying up, a volcano exploding. We were glad of any gig going. There wasn't room for 5.
He sniffed.
"So I was told."
Lutse put down his cup.
"Well, Ronnie, it's been very nice talking to you, but time's not rushing, you see."
"Yeah, I heard about that. The streets are full of the law."
Ronnie's eyes blazed again.
"Law? Dalang. The auditors. They've had the glass clock built again. You know that? Look, I might not be one of the fearsome 4, but I do keep my eyes and ears open," said Ronnie. "But that's the end of the world."
"No, it's not," said Ronnie calmly. "Everything's still here."